You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Alan, hit it!
Yeehaw!
Hey, hello everybody and welcome. You know what? It's the last Dave's Corner Garage for the season. We're going to be go dark next week.
The last live one, exactly.
Yeah, the last live one. We're going to be taking off to FLA. Some of us are going to California.
Some of us are staying here.
And changing tires.
I'm going to the vacation capital of Ontario.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Thornhill.
I don't know. Anyways, it's good to be here. We come into the Christmas break, which I really, 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 really enjoy because I don't have to think about work for at least 2 hours till I get off the plane. Joining us today is the folks from Car Cost Canada and Lease Busters, some real smart guys. We're going to be talking about electrical cars. Andrew Kapadakadukotakis, which I never can pronounce.
Okay, Kapadukakis.
Did you complain to your father?
Actually, never. I couldn't complain to my father. You know,
seriously,
that,
you'd get one quick backhand so fast.
Did you ever complain of yours?
Well, I heard that Greek guys have larger credit cards because they can't get their names in.
Don't tell my wife that, please.
You know, if it's a name like, so we're going to call him Andy K because it's just plain easier. And of course, the illegitimate son of Roy Rogers, Ryan.
How's it going, Dave? Thanks for having me.
Ryan Rogers is with us. And Roy Rogers, who were in business before Pierre Trudeau was in power, will know who Roy Rogers is. Great guy. I love him. Actually, I saw Roy Rogers at the exhibition when I was about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. He and Dale came down. And then there was the Cisco Kid and his friend Pancho. And
what was Roy's horse's name? Was that Trigger?
Trigger. And they stuffed him. But Roy was very pragmatic. He said that, you know, I had a chat once with his son, and he said that if business didn't go and people weren't coming to the museum that they had, I think, in Minnesota or someplace, sell it. So they sold everything. They sold Trigger. They sold the car. They sold every little scrap of memorabilia. All went out there to collectors, and they just closed it off. So anyways, if you want to follow us, we're on Facebook Live. Actually, the show is broadcast to Facebook Live right now. So you go to Facebook.com. You see our guys waving. Facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage. Like us on Facebook. And you know what? We had every contest that we did this year was a phenomenal success. We'll be doing that again next year. I think we'll start off with a trip to Orlando because it is what you call it's cold out there.
They're renaming it from Wally World to Davy's World, I think.
Yeah, baby, it's cold out there. So we're going to fly you to Orlando. We'll give you a hotel room. You can go visit Disneyland if you want. You can just lie around the beach if you want. I think there's a beach in Orlando.
But if you start flicking your towel, look out. We can't give authority for you to do that.
We're going to be talking with Jeff Coy. Jeff's got something which is really interesting. Developing in the U.S. is like an Airbnb, but it's for classic cars. So what you do is you book yourself a Corvette 427, injected car.
Right.
Or you want a Mustang something. Jeff,
and they make the connection for you?
Yeah, he's going to make that connection. He's going to explain how the insurance works.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about why insurance is cheaper in the West than the East. And we're going to start our show off with a conversation about electric cars.
I feel electrified.
Do you remember Electric Banana?
That was a band, but I don't remember what song they did.
Electric Banana.
That was the name of the song?
I think it was. Somebody can help me. Anyways, I think it was. By the way, there's a couple of articles in the paper about electric cars, which we can talk about.
Oh.
And we'll be back in about 4 seconds, and we'll take your calls if you want to call us.
Yes, if you got a car care question, you're welcome to give us a shout, too. But we'd be more interested if you want to know more about Car Cost Canada or Lease Busters, who are great organizations. They're here in the studio, and they've got all the answers for you.
Are they? Well, even I use them.
Amazing. We will be right back.
Alrighty, we're back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Redinger with Andy Kay, Ryan Rogers, and
Alan Gelman. And
the
behind the board, we've got Duncan, who's here every week helping us out. And, you know, he is so intelligent. Dave was rattling on before the break, you know, about, this used to be a band called Electric Banana.
Ryan
found the song, and he can play it for us right now.
No, he can't.
All right. Perhaps after the next break. That's what you call throwing him under the bus.
All righty.
In studio, we have Ryan Rogers here, and Ryan is from Carcost, Canada.
Yep.
Dave, you bought a car through them.
I know how it works because I actually went into on the site and I ended up buying a Cadillac XT5 a couple years ago.
Okay. Great.
They actually saved me like an extra $3,500
over and above
what I haggled out at the dealership.
And the reason for that, Dave, is because when you go in, so first what we do, as you know, is provide Canadians with a dealer invoice price report, mm-hmm. right? This is basically all of the knowledge they need to get the best price on their next new vehicle, and really know about all of the discounts and savings that are available to them. Because without this report, without knowing invoice price and that kind of thing, you really don't know what you could possibly be saving.
But this time of year, everybody's got discounts.
Everybody has discounts, that's right. But they may not necessarily be advertised on the dealer's website. And, there might be some secret discounts you don't know you qualify for.
All right. For people who have never done this before, why don't you walk us through it?
Yeah. So what happens is you go to our website, carcostcanada.com.
You got to turn on the computer first.
That's right. You got to turn on the computer. Go to carcostcanada.com and you start by generating your free report. So we give everybody two free reports to start. And so you would start building. Let's say you want a Honda Civic.
You basically fill in the blanks. I want a Honda, I want this model. I want these options.
Very, very, and for a Honda, obviously there wouldn't be too many options, but a very, very simple process. Once you get your report and you sign up, mm-hmm. You will then see all of the information you need and a recommendation to a dealership as well that's going to facilitate your deal and help you get a great price.
Oh, great. So you're not walking into a dealer cold. You're going to tell me.
That's right.
Which dealer you're hooked up with.
That's
so
right.
I can go in there and ask, I'm looking for Bob. And,
that's right.
And so, Bob.
No, Bob's calling you.
So Bob's going to call me?
We're going to set you up. So in some cases and in many cases, they will reach out to you.
Oh.
But we're going to provide you on that report with your contact person at mm-hmm. a specific dealership that's going to help you. So there's somebody that's kind of the appointed representative to deal with Carcost Canada members. And they're really equipped to kind of have that transparent buying conversation because,
Right. So when you get there and you say, hi, I'm Frank from looking for that car. And he's going to have an idea that you have all the information beforehand.
He's going to know you, the information that you have, and, mm-hmm. and he's going to be able to talk to you about your purchase based on all that info, and everything's going to be on the table, right?
Okay.
Now, one thing I did want to add was that at the end of the month, most car dealerships have to hit their quotas.
Yeah.
They're pushing, right?
Absolutely. And so we say, if anybody calls in, I'll often instruct people to purchase at the end of the month if that's a good time for them. But really, a lot of these incentives kind of happen month by month. So when you generate a report, you need to be able to see, what are the incentives this month? And if you're waiting maybe a few months, you can keep looking to see if things change, right?
Like I was watching Nissan. I was reading an article about Nissan where they're saying that they're overall in the world, they're down on their production numbers.
Yep.
And so they're pushing push these cars out. So there's fantastic deals on Nissan.
Nissan, you said that
last time you were here.
That's right. Nissan is getting very aggressive with their pricing.
Yeah.
And so you'll be able to kind of see, what your starting point is really for Nissan or any vehicle.
Let me ask you about trades. Now, we have a 7-year-old Mercedes-Benz, mm-hmm. which is lifed out as far as we're concerned.
Right.
So we're going to trade that sucker in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of your program?
It is. So what we do is we have kind of an option for people to get more data on what their trade-in would be worth. So we have a tool on our website because people often wonder, what is my trade-in worth, right? Do I take the dealer's word for it? What resources do I use? So we provide you with a tool to kind of get an estimation. Now, of course, there's lots of factors that's on our website, and
Perfect.
It's within your member. Once you become a member, that's a tool that's available to you. So you'll go in, you'll say the exact information about your trade, the year, the kilometers, all of that information, and we'll give you a good estimation.
Fascinating. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's well serviced. Alan takes care of it.
Of course.
So,
I do.
Of course.
So the reality is, yeah. I can know how much my trade is worth. I have an idea of what the new car is worth.
That's right.
And I basically, the guy has welcomed me to the showroom.
And we're going
to
connect you with somebody that's going to facilitate that. And really, the report is going to explain everything about how to come up with your best price.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that situation. Because, the information you have is what the dealer supposedly is paying, in his rock bottom price. I can't expect to buy the car for that.
Well, so, in many cases, you look at invoice price, right?
Uh-huh.
In some cases, you're right. You can't expect to buy it at invoice
price. No, the dealer has to make a living too.
Correct. But there might be cases where you actually qualify for rebates.
Right.
If you're, membership to third-party organizations, or if you're in the military, mm-hmm. being more niche ones. But if you're a cash purchaser, that, when you do up the deal and after all is said and done, you might end up being close to invoice price, right? But the reality is it's individual because it's what you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why everybody needs to have a report to see what they qualify for. And they're going to see all of those incentives.
Cost of membership?
So the first few reports are free. We know just from talking to members that most people build more than two. And so we have an opportunity or an option for people to get an expert membership for $30 and they get an additional 5 reports.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is going to do is allow them to really compare and contrast the available rebates and incentives across multiple brands, because a lot of people might be considering more than one vehicle.
And the other thing is it stays with you. I mean, I stopped using it last mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. This year we're trying to buy a GMC. So it's still alive. Our site's still alive.
That's right. We have no expiry on the membership.
Yeah.
So you can come back. Many people come back 5 years later, 6 years later.
They're still on there. There's my name. Yeah.
That's right. So
good stuff.
It's a good
okay. Alan, take us out.
Yeah, we got the music in the background. It means we're going to have to take a break. And after the break, we're going to talk to Ryan's buddy, I think. Are we?
Yeah. By the way, before we leave, and I know we're in a rush, I want to give a shout out to the Green and Ross at the corner of Bathurst at the Promenade, which I guess is Steeles.
Uh-huh.
They helped my daughter. She had a vibration problem. Nobody could fix. They did. Turned out there was no wheel weights on their tires. So they were very nice. It's Vicky and Stevie.
Very nice.
Or Stevie and Vicky. I don't know. One of the others. Seems like a great bunch of guys. I know we still Ralph Giotto
mm-hmm.
and the guys at Green and Ross. Great people. And I want to thank you for helping my daughter. There you go. That's it.
That's it.
And
got a
shout out to Norris.
Question or anything at all, give us a call right after this break.
Yeah, we'll do a second shout out to our buddy Norris who broke his hand.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're back from the break now, and we're actually still here. We didn't go anywhere.
Nope. It's on film.
Yeah,
by the way,
before the break, we were talking about our friend from the Toronto Star.
Yeah. Our buddy Norris was doing a
special report
about Route 66. Apparently, I think it's Nissan. Here we go, Nissan again. So Nissan was taking these guys down for a 5-day drive down Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
He survived the route. He got his award. He went upstairs to celebrate, fell down, broke his wrist, which is his right hand. And then you lose the ability to use your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, your world is upside down.
It really is.
Right? I mean, he's telling me his wife has to button his shirt and help him up with his pants and everything else. I says, you're just like every other old guy, except they're Filipino. They're not just that way. So we wish you the best, Norris. We had a chat this morning. And get out of there and get back to work. I want to see pictures of Norris in the hospital. We were talking with Andy Kay. Andy, how are electrical cars doing? And there's a new Mustang set coming out, right?
There is a new Mustang Mach EV coming out.
Is it really
absolutely
a Mustang, or is it just really an SUV?
It looks kind of like a Mustang.
It looks like a Tesla.
Yeah. The styling cues are a Mustang, and there is a big horse on the front.
Yeah.
And a lot of traditional Mustang owners are not very happy about
They're
that.
They're not, but you know what? The company is advertising it as there's another pony in the stable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe there's another. Okay.
Yeah, there's another pony in the stable. And this is to the branding on the Mustang, of course, is iconic.
Right.
So they're taking control of that. And they're putting something that I think everybody out there is probably moving towards, which is electric cars. And it looks phenomenal, actually.
Well, and the Mustang, of course, was a performance car for many, many years. All those chase scenes.
Especially with that movie.
That movie's exactly.
Yeah. Ford versus Ferrari.
And the truth is, electric cars have way more torque, or in other words, more get up and go from the stop than a gasoline car does. So if you're looking for performance, this is going to give it to you.
Absolutely. And they have about four or five versions
mm-hmm.
that they're coming out with for premier editions and select editions. They have a California editions for zero emissions mm. that is going to get the most amount of kilometers mm-hmm. out of the range of the battery, which is, I think, 475.
Right.
But they do have a GT version.
Right.
Zero to 60 in 3 seconds.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, an yeah. F1 car is like just under two. I mean, that's how quick it is. Yeah.
Just think of how many tickets you can get.
Yes.
Okay, so you're getting one, aren't you? You're a real fan for it.
I did put my order in, and I was lucky enough that they accepted the order because Ford has to accept the orders directly.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
That is correct.
You just can't plop the check down? And,
you can't. You could, but I mean, there's only so many batteries that are going to be available for right. these cars. And when those run out, I mean, they're done. So that's why they're doing that this way. And of course, I got very fortunate. I do have a Ford Focus Electric, as you know, mm-hmm. and so I was able to get in.
You know, there's an article in the local rag. It's talking about, you know, parking. I have a sticker that allows me to park in the handicap spots. But this one, people are parking in front of the charging stations.
Mm-hmm.
So now they brought a new law. There's a $125 parking fine if you park in front of the electrical connections.
And you don't have an electric
and
car.
You don't have an electric car.
You don't have
car,
an electric
right?
car, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which
that's
I don't think is high enough.
Icing.
Is that what's called icing?
It's called icing. You ice that spot for somebody else that can use an electric vehicle to charge up their
yeah.
vehicle.
Yeah. My buddy has a Tesla, and apparently on the cell phone, they tell you where the nearest charging station is mm-hmm. and how many people are at that station and how many chargers are available.
And the car will probably drive you to it auto by itself, won't it?
Well, you know, we were talking about our electric car is going to take over, mm-hmm. and they're saying cars cycle 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 20 years before these things really become populated.
Yes, but don't forget the hybrid electric, you know, has been out for almost that
They've
time.
Had electric cars since the early 2000s.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
All
yeah,
right,
yeah.
we got to wrap.
Yeah.
You hear the music yes. in the background. And after the break, we're going to be going to our special phone-in friend. And this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. By the way, if you're ever near Young Steels Motors, they just built a brand new showroom.
It looks
and
beautiful.
It is. Full of F-150s. It's just like gorgeous. Lincolns and F-150s. I mean, that's just unbelievable. On the phone is Wayfair Insurance, Jeff Coy, who does the insurance for the classic cars. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great, great. So we're talking about something new in the U.S. Basically, it's an Airbnb for classic cars. Fascinating. Tell me about it.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's offered through Hagerty, which... is the same program that we offer here
mm-hmm.
Out of our office for the classic car insurance. Now, they have an arm called DriveShare. And right now, it's only available in the U.S. But it's, basically what you said, an Airbnb for your car. You list your car on the DriveShare website, and then someone just browses through the listings. You type in what you want. You want a 67 Camaro SS, and you want to pick it up in Orlando. It'll search the listings and give you most of the cars in Florida and tell you where they're coming from and where you can pick it up. And there's also options that you could have, you don't have to drive them. You could just be chauffeured around for the day.
So and, basically you're making money on your classic car instead of just storing it.
Right, right.
And insurance, how does that work?
Well, it works similar to the Airbnb that you have an endorsement on your policy that covers you for to rent your car out, and it mm-hmm. was based on the number of rentals you would estimate throughout the year.
Fascinating. You know, one of the biggest jokes in the rental business is if a guy's DWI, he just goes and rents a car. So, there's a problem here, right? Obviously, because these guys could be out abusing them.
Yeah, and that works similar. There's rentals now here in Ontario on the RV side.
Mm-hmm.
But just like that, and like RV Easy and things like that. So what they do is they run your driving record before, so you have to qualify, and you know, to make sure you have a valid license as well.
Fascinating. Now, when we were talking before, you were saying that this would probably start here in Canada on the Western Coast because the West Coast is a little bit easier on insurance.
Yeah, yeah. Ontario, BC is one of the most lenient as far as regulations goes for auto insurance. And, the most strict provinces as far as regulations are Alberta and Ontario.
Mm.
and Quebec, but Quebec's kind of a whole different
country
entity in the phone with insurance. But yeah, so the it's highly regulated here, and just not the climate right now to introduce that in Ontario. But I think they're looking at testing it in BC in 2020.
So this information will be probably showing up on the website, correct?
Yeah, we'll have a link to it. We're just we're reconstructing your site again, just kind of tweaking it. So
yeah,
it's not on there right now, but yeah, we'll have a link to the drive share, or you can go on to Hegarty.com right now, and make sure you go .com because it is the American site where you can get all the information. It's basically a page for drive share, and it's very simple.
And if people have a classic car here in Toronto and they've taken their insurance off, which is the wrong thing to do, how can they get in touch with you?
Then give us a call at 1-800-461-4099 or go to our website, send us a message. It's wayfairinsurancegroup.com.
Right. We basically had a name change. So it was Land, yeah. Now it's Wayfair. If we hit the Land site, will it actually flip over?
It will, yeah. Yeah, you've typed in Land Insurance, you'll go to our site. It'll just pop up as Wayfair.
Perfect. Now, what's the next big show coming up? Is it the auto show?
The auto show, yeah. Now, we're not there per se as the Wayfair group, but we're there as a broker for Hegarty and hopefully with you guys.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the town hall on Family Day, which is the biggest day they're doing. All of our folks that are with us are going to be down there, and you get to see what they look like and get to ask them questions. And we got tons of swag. We're just loading up on stuff to give away. Jeff, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. So it's called Drive Share, and it's wayfairinsurance.ca if you want to get on the site. And actually, I go in there all the time to see what's going on around the city. If, you know, where do you want to go and what do you want to see?
Yeah. No, it's great. We'll have more and more events listed next year.
I know. That's an important page. That is like, you know, the Globe and Mail used to do that. They used to put events, right? And people used to follow it all the time.
Yeah, it's the page with the highest hits.
It's amazing. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, guys. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, and have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
As I always say, non-sectarian, non-gender-specific festive period. So let's quickly just talk with Andy Kay about LeaseBusters, which is why he's here. You have specials of the week. You got boxing meeting today. How does LeaseBusters work?
Very well, actually, Dave. Very well. Very well. Actually, great we answer. Get people in and out of leases
sorry,
all the
sorry,
time.
Sorry, Andy. Come on. We do the jokes here, okay?
All right. All right, gentlemen. No, all right. I just thought I'd throw. You know, you'd be surprised. We do get that phone in sometimes at the office, they ask us that, and that's how we respond. But
how does it work? I don't know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about LeaseBusters is we help people get out of their leases, and we help people get into leases. And the great thing about it is that our buyers that come into LeaseBusters to look for vehicles online are free. They're free to do that. They're free to purchase anything. We don't charge them anything. If you're looking to advertise your vehicle, there is a fee to do that. After one of our specialists will evaluate the lease for you and let you know what's good, bad, or indifferent about it.
Now, I saw you drive in and it said since 1990.
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
That is correct.
Canadian company. 30 years.
Question. When you talked about buying cars, is there on the site ways to, how do you do that?
To buy a car, well, you can go online to take a look at what vehicle you're looking for if you have a short list.
Sorry, and those are your lease cars that are up for?
They are lease cars, and a lot of people with short-term leases that are on our website right now, like say 6 months and under, 9 months and under, or 3 months and under, a lot of the times people that are looking at those vehicles in the public, they're willing to take over that lease so they could buy out that vehicle at the end because the client has actually depreciated that vehicle.
Right
down to almost nothing. So they paid all the upfront depreciation costs, and somebody can walk in, and it's another way to buy a used car.
And sometimes they give you money to equalize the payment so that it makes sense.
Correct.
Right. So, and you got cars on the lot there too.
We do. We have a package that's called Lease Club. On the lot, and that's some short-term leases that the company puts out for clients that, you know, are stuck in between ordering their new Porsches that are not going to come here for, you know, another 6 months or so or 3 months or so. And those are the cars that we have, basically.
So I could walk in, pick something on your lot, and you could bang it off and away we go.
Yes. Very
there
similar to
there's
that.
No joke there, does it?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, I didn't know how to answer that, Dave.
No. So basically, the site gives you all the cars that are available. You are basically the marriage broker between the buyer and the lessee.
Correct. Yeah, right. We are the advertising medium for right? the clients getting out of their leases.
And you vet these guys before they get on the site, because if they're ridiculous...
That then, is correct. Right? Absolutely.
I mean, I want $300,000 for my 2014 Mustang. Right? I'm sorry, sir, but that ain't going to happen.
Yes, it's not a Yanko Camaro, sir, and no. It's not worth $200,000 yeah. today. So
you're in the $12,000 range, so live with it.
Yeah, but at the same time, those leases are all on paper already.
They are. But to entice someone to take over a lease, sometimes what clients will do will give an incentive. Mm-hmm. An incentive is probably maybe 2-3 months of payments ahead of time mm-hmm. to somebody to entice them to sign the on the dotted line.
Is there, like once I sign off, I'm the lessee, and you've taken over my lease. Do I walk away, or am I guaranteeing you that you're going to make the payments? Am I guaranteeing that?
You're not necessarily guaranteeing that at all, because the new client that's taken over the lease has to be approved by the OEM. So they have to put in a credit application just like you did originally, right, and get approved by whichever company is the leasing company in that particular car. And then they have to be vetted by them. And if their paper is as good as the client that's getting out of the lease, they will approve that. They will also transfer the lien on the paper, right, from the new client to, or from the old client to the new client.
Average cost of something like this, $500-$600?
It varies. That's a very good question. I mean, certain companies have a standard rate from $450. There's other certain companies that are premium brands that charge $1,000.
You're talking about the admin fee to do the actual transfer.
Absolutely. Okay.
And there's an argument about that, because they charge an admin fee up front of the contract. You know, when you read on your contract,
right,
there is admin fee. And now they're trying to say to you, well, you're going to be leasing, we need an admin fee. Shouldn't that be included in the admin fee? So there's the original admin fee.
Yeah, you paid that admin fee up front.
Right. Well, that's right. And the company did their footwork to check you out, but now they have to do it again to check out somebody else.
That is correct.
You're right.
There is paperwork, because they do have to pay also to transfer the lien.
I can imagine there would be an admin fee,
because they have to transfer the lien also from the old client to the new client. So there is a fee for that, too. They have to release you from your obligation as well.
So it could be a couple hours work. So, I mean, if it's $300-$400, you can't really
complain about that in real estate. It's thousands, because lawyers have to get involved.
Right.
So, if you're doing a transfer into real estate, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. So I guess that's pretty fair. Yeah.
But you know, when you're dealing with a $300 payment on a vehicle and somebody has to pay $500 to $1,000, sometimes, you know, that can get prickly.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Go ahead, Dale.
The other thing I wanted to mention, too, one caveat is that, you know, if you're assuming someone else's lease, and for example, the car's already in its third or fourth year, and it may already have 70, 80 Ks, kilometers, as opposed to capita cacus on it, it's your responsibility to get the vehicle inspected before you sign off, okay?
Absolutely. I had that conversation with a client yesterday. They called in, and they asked me, they go, I said, it's buyer beware. You know, take it to your local garage if you can, or get the service history of that vehicle that you're looking at and get them to put it up on the hoist to see if there has been any accidents. Get your car proof report.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your due diligence.
Right.
For that.
Because once you've actually signed and been approved,
that baby is yours.
That baby is yours. Exactly. So,
and things like they want back the original tires if they're really upset, and they want back the books, and they want back all the keys, and
Because, you know, today a vehicle, they got 60, 70,000 kilometers. How much of the tires that the OEM companies put on get? 50, maybe?
No, if you're lucky. Exactly.
If you're lucky.
But they're Salins. Baby, they're the best.
All right, you can hear the music in the background. We do have to take a break. We got to pay some bills.
Yeah, take some phone calls.
If you got a question, give us a show right now. We're here in the studio. A million years of automotive experience. We're not just wet behind the ears. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, we're going to go to the phones, and we have Bernice on the phone from Woodville. I don't know where the Woodville. Bernice, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, where's Woodville?
Northeast of Lindsay.
Ah, excellent. Hey, how's the signal out there? Must be pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's funny. This station just booms across the Ontario landscape, because we used to be CBLT. Yeah. Right? And they took that signal over many, many, many years ago.
Yes.
So you have a question for these busters? Go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, I have a question. We lost our vehicle in an accident,
mm-hmm.
so we have to buy another one. or get another one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to lease or to buy?
If you
buy and you have to finance it, is it better to buy a new one or buy a used one?
It depends. Bernice, do you like to keep your vehicles for a long time?
Yes.
Okay.
For 10 years.
You want to keep it for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. And when you purchase...
It's been an accident.
Okay. So the insurance company, I imagine, will pay you out?
Not very much.
Well, that's the case usually, but yes.
Yeah.
So do you also, when you purchase your vehicle, you want to pay all that tax up front? All the HST up front?
I don't know. I've never done it for a while. So.
Okay.
It's a long time since I bought a vehicle. So.
Yeah, that's a couple of times. The two differences in purchasing and leasing is there is also a tax break for you in the sense of when you lease, you only pay the lease portion of your payment on a monthly basis. So you don't pay all that HST up front. And a lot of the times clients will finance vehicles will actually put the HST of that vehicle into their finance contract, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and they're paying interest on top of that as well. Oh. So there's a couple of different ways you can actually, either you can lease or you can finance your next vehicle.
Bernice, may I ask you some personal questions? Are you working now?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired, so there's no reason for you, there's no way that you can write off the expense of the lease.
Yes.
Right? So most people who are in business, say you're a real estate agent or something, will write off the cost of the car before they do their taxes.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the advantages of a lease is that it becomes a capital expense.
Yeah.
So she can't do that,
She can't do that. So what I would be looking at is buying the car, all right, and biting the bullet, obviously paying it as you go.
Yeah.
But
I just want to back up and say, Beatrice, here we're talking about, do you know specifically what kind of car you want?
We need a small pickup.
A small pickup truck?
The big ones I can't get into.
Yeah, it's a trouble climbing up.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'd suggest then is go to the LeaseBusters website, okay?
I don't have a website.
You don't have a computer? Well, you have to go down to the library or have someone do it for you.
You have somebody in your family, maybe, if you have.
Yeah.
So what you can do is go down to LeaseBusters website, and you can look for people who have pickup trucks who are on a lease. They're at the end. They want to get rid of them for whatever reason. And then, you know, as far as price, you could take over their lease. Yeah. And at the end of their lease, if there's a buyback, then you can buy it back if you like the car.
Or Ryan has a site.
I was going to say, if you are looking to buy a new vehicle, you can go to carcostcanada.com or have someone help you go to carcostcanada.com. And with that, you'll be able to determine what the best price is going to be on your new vehicle, whether you lease or finance or no matter how you decide to purchase. You know, we're going to ensure you have all the information.
I don't want to be the Grinch around here, but I have friends that bought condos and had trouble getting financing because they were retired.
Yeah.
They didn't have a steady income. They had tons of money.
Yeah.
I mean, the bank account was overflowing.
Well,
but
the government don't give you much money.
Oh, your $700 goes for meds or stuff. But the reality is that's also a hurdle you have to cross in the fact that they may say that you're not credit worthy because you have no major income coming in.
Yeah.
So you've got to check that out too.
Yeah.
So maybe the answer here is a good quality used car.
Well, we saw one that's in good condition,
mm-hmm.
97,000 kilometers, similar to our vehicle.
Right.
But it's a 2011. They want $16,900 for it.
Yeah, because cars last longer now.
Yeah.
And they're not, they don't depreciate as fast as they used to.
And used cars are more expensive now out in the marketplace as well.
Yeah.
Because people are keeping their cars, so there's less used cars. And the used car values are going up slowly in that. But another caveat for you is also when you lease a vehicle, you only pay a portion of that vehicle. So therefore, theoretically, your payment on a monthly basis should be lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that might help you in getting approved as well.
You can only lease like a 2019 or 2020.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, probably, if there's still stock around.
Get a new one.
Well, what they're looking for is an asset that if the thing should go south, there's an asset that they can pick up. If it's a used car, the value of the asset is depreciated, and they may end up being losing money.
All right. I want to thank you for calling in.
Used ones, they only go back 3 years on.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So you know, get your ducks in a row, get all your paperwork ready, and walk into a dealership and just start, or contact some of these folks here, Ryan and or Andy, and they can walk you through it. But like I say, you'll need your paperwork together, proof of assets, and I think you can probably be okay.
Beatrice, thanks for calling.
Good luck. I think we lost her. But, you know, one of the other problems is also the United States. The Canadian dollar's weak, and they're exporting used vehicles over there. So we're making used cars for the U.S.
Yeah, but Woodville's nowhere near the border.
No.
No, I know that. You know, Dave, it goes to the auto auction or whatever else.
Actually, the used car market in the States from Canada has actually almost down to a halt.
Well, it stopped.
To a standstill, yes. Yes, the U.S. buyers are not buying our vehicles like they used to before, actually.
Which makes it better for us.
It should.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got to run. We'll be back after these messages.
Okay, this is the last segment of the last month of the last whatever the hell it is. We want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, by the way, if we don't get a chance, and a Happy New Year.
Speaking of Christmas.
Enjoy the holiday period.
Speaking of Christmas, you know, all the companies out there, we've just gone through Black Friday, but everybody's running Boxing
Cyber Monday.
All right, so everybody's running Boxing Day sales, too.
So what's the hot deals from Ryan, what you got?
Yeah, so in the spirit of the season, you know, in addition to the report, we're going to give you guys a lot of other information on the website, like what are the top deals, hot incentives of the month. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to list a couple of vehicles here that have, you know, high incentives, and you can see a full list of these on our website. So the 2019 Ford F-115 regular cab has up to $10,000 in incentives available. The Infiniti Q60 2019 up to $9,000.
Wow.
And for the luxury buyers out there, the 2020 Jaguar F-Type has up to $26,000 in incentive.
Unbelievable.
Very expensive vehicle to start, but up to $26,000.
Now, so, Dave, you had mentioned that Nissan sales were down. Are Infiniti sales down as well?
Yeah, I think both. I mean, I think the reality is a lot of brands are down right now, right? It's a competitive time. And, you know, conversely, for the members, it's a great time to get a great deal, right? Because a lot of dealers are looking to move metal, and when you run a report, you're gonna have all the information you need to ensure that.
Yeah, the industry's down as a whole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit down as a whole, so these guys are really pushing. But imagine $10,000 off a truck.
That's right. That's why there's these huge incentives. So
fascinating. So and then so Young Steels Motors is also pushing this stuff, but the reality is. So they would have charged us $10,000 in the summer?
Well, you know, maybe there would have been other incentives, but maybe not as aggressive. What we find is that this time of year, kind of late summer, usually fall.
Last chance to make the numbers.
Kind of last chance to make the numbers. And this is usually when the incentives are at their peak. Yeah.
And what do you got for special there, Mr. Leasebuster?
Well, we do have a Boxing Week special as well in the company. If you're looking to get out of your lease, call one of our representatives, 905-629-2270. We have our rep standing by right now, and we are offering on our posted rates a substantial savings if you want to put your lease up online.
Hmm. Do you find that the financial institutions are a little bit softer, easier to accept paper this time of year?
A little bit, actually. I do find that, especially because the term on some of the lease takeovers that we have is a little bit less.
Yeah, right. I find that at this time of year, everybody wants to sort of clean up the year and finish everything off. And then, so why not? Let's move that stuff down and start carrying it through another year, right? Now, when is the official year end? Like, we're selling 19s, and now I see a lot of 20s out there. It used to be October, but now there's sort
of... Yeah, it's all over the place now, it looks like, depending on the brand and the manufacturer, right? So some brands take longer to bring out the new 2020s. Some have them very early on.
Well, I was on your site, and I looked up Alfa Romeo, and they're still selling 18s.
That's right. That's a rare case, but
what was that all about?
For sure. So on our site, we'll tell you the second anew, that, like, if some people are waiting for the 2020, you're going to know as soon as the retail pricing is available, all of the, you know, invoice pricing, what the dealer paid, the special incentives will be available on our website as well.
So, I had that when the car was new. Mm-hmm. You guys weren't really up to speed as far as the price was concerned, but I did get it 3 days later, as soon as it came in.
You can request it, and we will make sure. We want to ensure the accuracy, and that's why we wait to make sure it's 100% accurate before putting it up.
So first two are free.
First two are free.
$30 for the five.
And then $30 to become an expert member and get 5 additional reports.
Okay, and it's
carcostcanada.com, and you start by building your report.
And Andy?
Leasebusters.com.
And Alan?
I'm thinking about that Alpha. They must be offering some huge discounts on an 18 Alpha.
It's already a brand new 18 Alpha, yeah.
And you know, actually, Alan, you know, I did see actually one of our dealers send in a couple of 2018 Nissans that they were posting up on the website.
Left over, like
a funny green color or something.
Wow. You know, I couldn't believe it. And it was, there's still 2018.
I can just see the dealer principal walking down like a... Whose car's that? It's yours. God!
And don't forget, if you are going to take a lease takeover, take your car into your local mechanic, your neighborhood mechanic, and get it checked out. Dave, thank you very much.
Yep. Everybody have a great holiday period.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody. Take care.
Happy New Year. Just sing a song and bring the sunny
weather. Happy trails. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.